Palmerston. Some residents who would neighbor a newly proposed ready-mix concrete plant say life on their sleepy rural side road would be ruined forever if approved. Not to be confused with a nearly identical proposal by the same company in Wellington North, Clinton-based company Teeswater Concrete has applied to rezone 12.24 hectares and facilitate the construction of a ready-mix concrete plant at an existing licensed aggregate operation at 5991 Third Line just outside of Palmerston. To be discussed during a public meeting at Minto Council Tuesday afternoon, staff said the property's current zoning permits licensed aggregate operation and accessory uses like concrete and asphalt recycling but not a concrete plant. But some people living on Third Line, including, disappointed, resident Jesse Bramhill said they're concerned about noise, dust, location, side and a reduction in property values if the application is approved. I can withstand them trucking out remaining materials knowing there is going to be an end to this, when the pit is rehabilitated, but to live with noise, dust and traffic for the rest of our lives, no thanks, said Bramhill, in a letter to council. According to Bramhill, there is already a considerable amount of noise that comes from the grain elevators and dryers at the Horton Farm, and if approved, the proposed plant will create constant noise on her property from all angles outside of the expected agricultural sounds. Bramhill also questioned the proposed plant's impact on road conditions and traffic and asked whether the township has a maintenance plan to address any damage caused by heavy truck traffic. Allowing for the zoning amendment will be life-changing and detrimental to all of us for many reasons. We on the Third Line have enjoyed this side road for many years. We take pride and maintain our properties and keep our road clean, said Bramhill, in her letter. If allowed to build a concrete plant, life on this side road will be ruined forever. The township's public works staff said it requires more information on the applicant's proposed primary truck route and recommends a geotechnical investigation to assess the current road structure versus what is needed for their truck traffic. Staff said this data will help determine any financial contributions for road upgrades. Isabel Buckmaster is the local Journalism Initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.